A holy air is breathing round.
I'd like to warmly welcome you all to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and the correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Holy Bible. Hebrews. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Luke. And a woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood was staunched. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And Jesus said, Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, and she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Isaiah, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil. Psalms, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Psalms, He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. John. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, then thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. Psalms. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. Luke. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said unto the man which had the withered hand, Rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about them all, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Colossians. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Psalms. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Isaiah. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. John. Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. And he said unto them that sold doves, Take these things hence, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou dost these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture, and the word which Jesus had said. 1 Corinthians. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Hebrews. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. And from Science and Health. A New Testament writer plainly describes faith, a quality of mind, as the substance of things hoped for. Ideas are tangible and real to immortal consciousness, and they have the advantage of being eternal. Spirit and matter can neither coexist nor cooperate. And one can no more create the other than truth can create error, or vice versa. In proportion as the belief disappears that life and intelligence are in or of matter, the immortal facts of being are seen, and their only idea or intelligence is in God. Spirit is reached only through the understanding and demonstration of eternal life and truth and love. Jesus aided in reconciling man to God by giving man a truer sense of love, the divine principle of Jesus' teachings, and this truer sense of love redeems man from the law of matter, sin, and death by the law of spirit, the law of divine love. One's aim, a point beyond faith, should be to find the footsteps of truth, the way to health and holiness. We should strive to reach the Horeb height where God is revealed and the cornerstone of all spiritual building is purity. The baptism of the Spirit, washing the body of all the impurities of the flesh, signifies that the pure in heart see God and are approaching spiritual life and its demonstration. The effects of Christian Science are not so much seen as felt. It is the still small voice of truth uttering itself. We are either turning away from this utterance, or we are listening to it and going up higher. Willingness to become as a little child and leave the old for new renders thought receptive of the advanced idea. Gladness to leave the false landmarks and joy to see them disappear. This disposition helps to precipitate the ultimate harmony. The purification of sense and self is a proof progress. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Unless the harmony and immortality of man are becoming more apparent, we are not gaining the truer idea of God, and the body will reflect what it governs, whether it be truth or error, understanding or belief, spirit or matter. Therefore, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Be watchful, sober, and vigilant. The way is straight and narrow, which leads to the understanding that God is the only life. It is a warfare with the flesh in which we must conquer sin, sickness, and death, either here or hereafter, certainly before we can reach the goal of spirit or life in God. Jesus of Nazareth taught and demonstrated man's oneness with the Father, and for this we owe him endless homage. His mission was both individual and collective. He did life's work aright, not only in justice to him, but in mercy to mortals, to show them how to do theirs, but not to do it for them, nor to relieve them of a single responsibility. If this science has been thoroughly learned and properly digested, we can know the truth more accurately than the astronomer can read the stars or calculate an eclipse. This mind reading is the opposite of clairvoyance. It is the illumination of the spiritual understanding which demonstrates the capacity of soul, not of material sense. This soul sense comes to the human mind when the latter yields to the divine mind. Such intuitions reveal whatever constitutes and perpetuates harmony, enabling one to do good but not evil. Jesus acted boldly against the accredited evidence of the senses, against Pharisaical creeds and practices, and he refuted all opponents with his healing power. The wakeful shepherd beholds the first faint morning beams, ere cometh the full radiance of a risen day. So shone the pale star to the prophet's shepherds, yet it traversed the night and came where the cradled obscurity lay the Bethlehem babe, the human herald of Christ, truth, who would make plain to be knighted, understanding the way of salvation through Christ Jesus, till across a night of error should dawn the morning beams and shine the guiding star of being. The wise men were led to behold and follow this day star of divine science, lighting the way to eternal harmony. The master forbore not to speak the whole truth, declaring precisely what would destroy sickness, sin, and death. Although his teaching sets households at variance and brought to material belief not peace, but a sword. Divinity is always ready. Semper paratus is truth's motto. Having seen so much suffering from quackery, the author desires to keep it out of Christian Science. The two-edged sword of truth must turn in every direction to guard the tree of life. The tree of life stands for the idea of truth, and the sword which guards it is the type of divine science. Sword, the idea of truth, justice. Divine science adjusts the balance as Jesus adjusted it. In divine science, where prayers are mental, all may avail themselves of God as a very present help in trouble. Love is impartial and universal in its adaptation and bestowals. It is the open fount which cries, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters."
For thine is the Oh.